So we're going to start talking about T-cell lymphoma, and Mike, maybe you can throw out to the group your 76-year-old patient and see how they would have approached him.
Okay. So this is a patient that, like a lot of the T-cell lymphomas we see, they come to us after they've already had one or two lines of therapy. So this is a 76-year-old, came in for evaluation of relapsed peripheral T-cell lymphoma. It was PTCL unspecified or NOS. So he initially had presented with stage 3A disease, received 6 cycles of CHOP, achieved a remission, but then relapsed 9 months after, had bilateral cervical nodes, biopsy confirmed it was the PTCL, and a PET CT scan showed non-bulky adenopathy in his mediastinum, axillae, and the retroperitoneum. So he's had type 2 diabetes, mild hypertension, but otherwise a very fit 76-year-old. So the question is what to recommend for his next line of therapy.
So Chris, what would you be thinking?
So I think this is a gentleman where you're thinking about approaches that are going to be able to extend his disease-free survival, but not necessarily going to be a candidate for transplant or some other kind of therapy down the road to try and induce a very long-term remission. And so I think some of the things that you want to think about are whether or not he actually needs treatment right now and whether you can use some sort of watchful waiting approach for some period of time. That's less commonly used in peripheral T-cell lymphoma, but something that you need to think about, particularly in an older patient. I typically would think about single-agent chemotherapies in this situation, things like gemcitabine-based regimens or pralatrexate.